بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman.
Hizbullah, a party of Allah. You never find a people who truly believe in Allah and the Last Day, loving toward those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, even if they be their own parents, or their children, or their brothers and sisters and their clan. Those are they in whose hearts Allah has inscribed faith and has strengthened them with a spirit from Him, which is the source of their spiritual vigor and intellectual enlightenment. And He will admit them into gardens through which rivers flow therein to abide. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with Him. Those are the party of Allah. Be aware, the party of Allah are those who are the prosperous. Thinking points. The station of contentment, ridha, is higher than the spiritual station of submission, taslim. Meaning that when one reaches to this level, the servant of Allah is not only submissive to the decrees of Allah and His orders and prohibitions, but even more than that, their heart is also fully content and they accept everything with full gratification. As we know, true faith or iman is not congruent with disbelief, kufr. And so when it was said to Prophet Nuh about his own son that indeed Nuh, he is not your son, or when it was corroborated for Prophet Ibrahim that his uncle was a deviant, then he sought to distance himself from him. And so the Quran quotes him as saying in chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 114, and thus when it was made clear to him, Ibrahim, that he, his uncle Azar, was an enemy of Allah, he disassociated from him. We even see the same thing in regards to the noble Prophet of Islam, that when he was told that he must not ask for forgiveness from the polytheists, and this is mentioned in chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 113, where God says, it is not for the Prophet and those who believe to ask Allah for the forgiveness of those who associate partners with Allah, even though they be near of kin, after it has become clear to them that they died polytheists and therefore are condemned to the blazing fire. Love and hate for Allah's sake. In Surah Al-Mujadila, there are numerous instances of the discussion of love and hate for the sake of Allah. And this shows us the importance of having friendship with the friends of Allah and enmity for the enemies of Allah, as we see in the verses under review. For example, where God says, you never find a people who truly believe in Allah and the Last Day loving toward those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Imam Ar-Ridha, the 8th Imam, has been quoted as saying, the perfection of religion lies in our mastership, walaya, and disavowment from our enemies. In another tradition, it has been mentioned that it was said to As-Sadiq, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, so-and-so befriends you, except that he is weak from the disavowment from your enemies. He, Imam As-Sadiq, replied, far be it. He lies. The one who claims having our love and does not disavow from our enemies. In another hadith, it has been mentioned, Allah revealed it to one of His prophets, say to the believers that they must not adorn themselves with the clothing of my enemies, nor should they eat the food of my enemies, nor should they follow the ways of my enemies. And if they do any of these, then they will be my enemy, just as those others are my enemies. In addition, it has been mentioned in a hadith that is religion anything other than love and hate? Various types of assistance. There are various types of assistance provided by Allah which have been mentioned in the Quran. The first example is assistance by the angel Jibrail himself, and this is seen in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 110, where God says, when I established you with the spirit of holiness. The second example is a special divine assistance which is seen in chapter number 58, Surah Al-Mujadila, verse 22, where Allah says, and has strengthened them with a spirit from Him, which is a source of their spiritual vigor and intellectual enlightenment. The third example is seen in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter number 8, verse 62, in which Allah says, He it is Allah who has strengthened you with His help and with the believers. The fourth example, which is seen in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 40, is in regards to assistance by the unseen, divinely sent armies, where Allah says, "And he supported him with hosts you cannot see." Now, in the various areas of the Quran, there is a theme of Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with him. And this is seen in the following examples. The first one is in regards to those who speak truthfully and act truthfully, as is contained in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 119, where Allah says, "Allah will say, this is the day when their truthfulness, faithfulness, and steadfastness will benefit all who are true to their word to Allah. For them are gardens through which rivers flow, therein to abide forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with him. That is a supreme triumph." The second example is in regards to those who take precedence in goodness, and this is seen in chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100, where Allah says, "The first and foremost to embrace Islam and excel others in virtue among the emigrants, al-Muhajirun, and the helpers, al-Ansar, and those who follow them in devotion to doing good, aware that Allah is seeing them. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with him. And he has prepared for them gardens throughout which rivers flow, therein to abide forever. That is the supreme triumph." The third example is in regards to the true believers, and this is contained in Surah number 58, Surah Al-Mujadilah, that we're reviewing right now, in the final verse, verse 22, where Allah says, "You will never find a people who truly believe in Allah in the last day, loving towards those who oppose Allah and his messenger, even if they be their own parents or their children or their brothers and sisters and their clan. Those are they in whose hearts Allah has inscribed faith and has strengthened them with a spirit from him, which is a source of their spiritual vigor and intellectual enlightenment. And he will admit them into gardens through which rivers flow therein to abide. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with him. Those are the party of Allah. Be aware, the party of Allah are those who are the prosperous." Now, positioning oneself before Allah and the Messenger is so ugly and disgusting that it has been mentioned 4 times in the Quran, and each time it has been accompanied by divine threats and anger. So for example, in Surah Al-Mujadilah, Surah number 58, verses number 5, 20, and 22, the following offered. The first is a threat to be overthrown, where Allah says that those who oppose Allah and his Messenger in the observance of Allah's bounds will certainly be abased in the world, even as those who did likewise before them were abased. We have certainly sent down clear revelations to guide you to happiness in both worlds. And for the unbelievers, there is a humiliating punishment. The second example is a threat of being humiliated, which God says that those who oppose Allah and his Messenger, surely those will be among the most abased. And the third example from this chapter is the threat of not being shown compassion by Allah. And God says that you will never find a people who truly believe in Allah and the last day, loving towards those who oppose Allah and his Messenger. And the fourth example is seen in chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 63, which is a threat of entering into the fire and a permanent abode in hell, where God says, "Do they not know that whoever opposes Allah and his Messenger, for him is the fire of hell to abide therein? That is the tremendous disgrace." Takeaway messages. Number 1. One heart cannot have two opposite friends contained within it. The alliance with Allah cannot be combined with the friendship with the enemies of the religion of Allah. In another verse of the Quran we read, in chapter number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 3, "Allah has not made for any man two hearts within his body, one to be assigned for belief in the worship of him, and the other to be belief in the worship of others." Number 2. We must remove spiritual defects right from the root. Having love for the enemies of Allah will cause a person's intellectual, practical, and moral inclinations to align with them, the enemies, and thus we must always go to the source. Number 3. In Islam, relationships and dealings should be within the radius of the pleasure of Allah. Number 4. Family and kinship relationships also have a red line which, if crossed, will affect that link. Number 5. Because of the severance of relations with 4 groups of relatives if they are disobedient, that is one's father, sons, brothers, and family members, Allah has provided four examples of His grace: faith, assistance, paradise, and His pleasure. 6. The value of faith lies in its constancy. Otherwise, faith which one displays which is unstable, seasonal, and borrowed are many. Point number 7. First comes lasting faith, and then comes the divine assistance. Point number 8. Religion is not only a spiritual and individual relationship between the person and Allah, but rather it also determines our societal relationships. Point number 9. Rewards of the divine are not limited to the hereafter, but rather the establishment of deep-seated faith, iman, and divine assistance are the divinely promised rewards in this world. Number 10. Those who belong to the party of Allah, Hizbullah, will not be friends with the enemies of Allah. Point 11. Being a part of the party of Allah, the Hizbullah, is not limited to a particular race, language, or region. Rather, every strong and steadfast believer is within the party of Allah, the Hizbullah. Point 12. There is a treasured victory which accompanies salvation and achieving the goal. And in another portion of the Quran we read, indeed it is a party of Allah, the Hizbullah, who are the victorious ones, as seen in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 56. While in the verse under review, we read, indeed it is a party of Allah, Hizbullah, who are the successful ones. Point 13. The continuation of blessings is itself one of the blessings from the divine. Point 14. It is one thing to be pleased with Allah. However, what is important is for Allah to be pleased with us. Point 15, to conclude this verse and the commentary of Surah Al-Mujadala, chapter 58, is that on the day of resurrection, there will be two kinds of blessings: the material, so for example, Jannat, the paradises, and spiritual, as an example, radiyallahu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them. And in another verse of the Quran, we read, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنْ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, and the satisfaction of Allah with the human being, that is even a greater of a blessing.